Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid as we're closing out the month of June in style this week. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We got plenty of Major League Baseball DFS to talk. Of course, a big golf tournament coming up a little bit later this week, and Dubs is going to join Davis to go over that as well. Naturally, we have NBA trades and free agency to get to, no doubt. And Davis, we talked yesterday about Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders. I think I posed the question to you? What's going on with him? And now I guess we got some clarity here. For best ball season, we know exactly where McLaurin's going to be.
We do. I believe it was just a shade over $20 million annually. So we got kind of that same deal that Christian Kirk got, kind of the same deal that A.J. Brown got. You know, kind of funny to have Christian Kirk in the name with, A.J. Brown and Terry McLaurin. But, you know, to be honest, Craig, I have always kind of liked Terry McLaurin a little bit less than the consensus. Now, obviously, I think the Commanders had to do this. You know, well, I mean, a big part of it was he was not very good at Ohio State. He really was not. You know, if you go back and look at him at Ohio State, even comparing him to, you know, Devin Smith and some of these guys, he was good, but not, you know, a pure standout. But we talked about this during the NFL draft season. It's just like impossible to evaluate Ohio State wide receivers. They don't play any competitive games. Mm-hmm. They're not playing in the second halves a lot of the time and things like that. So it's kind of been hard for me to shake that. But of course, I always love to see these guys getting paid.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember McLaurin. I think Brett probably remembers this was a name that Joe Pizzapia and I used to fight about back in the day in fantasy football. I remember we were going back and forth. I was like, hey, listen, they don't have anyone, so this guy could be great. I think I won that. A rare fantasy football battle. I think I ended up winning on that one. Anyway, let's get to our headlines. McLaurin, 3-year deal, as Davis mentioned. Good to know where he's going to be. I like this guy. I don't have any issues with him, and I would take him as a wide receiver too, for sure. Freddie Freeman, interestingly enough, has switched agents. He has no new agent, but he's leaving his old agency. ESPN reported that he didn't like the way that his free agency went, and maybe that's why he's in LA instead of Atlanta. Who really knows? I will tell you that I thought Atlanta made a pretty good offer to him, from what I understand. So I can understand why this is kind of coming down, but the timing is sort of odd here. Utah Jazz will name Will Hardy their head coach. He becomes the youngest head coach in the NBA, and the Knicks clear some cap space by sending Nerlens Noel and Alex Burks to Detroit. I suppose they are chasing Jalen Brunson, from what I understand. And Davis, and also another trade in the NBA. The one anonymous name that you always bring up in DFS, you're like, if you want to go minimum and go Ish Smith. Well, here we go. Another team for Ish Smith as he's on the move yet again. How many teams is this? 13, 14, 15?
Yeah. So assuming he suits up and plays for Denver and they don't buy him out or ship him out in another trade, this is going to be the 13th team that he has played for. That would be an NBA record. And, I just think Ish Smith should just keep it going. I think he should try to get to like 20. I mean, it would just be like, it's just kind of a hilarious career for him. I don't hate the trade for Denver. KCP is probably a better fit next to Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray than Will Barton is. Now, Will Barton is a better player than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He can create a little bit more off the dribble. You know, he can be a secondary ball handler. He can run pick and rolls. But, I mean, do you need that? When you have Nikola Jokic, do you want a guy whose skill set is putting the ball on the floor? Like, not really, right? You would prefer a guy who can shoot corner threes and play good defense. That's what KCP is. He's a really good wing guard defender, and he is a career 39% three-point shooter. But this was also a cost-cutting move by the Denver Nuggets. Now, if you wanted to look at it charitably, you could say this was a cost-cutting move that was done to allow them to add to the roster in free agency or over the next year or two. If you wanted to look at it uncharitably, you could say their general manager just left for greener pastures because he got the edict from Stan Kroenke and the ownership that they had to cut, you know, salary, and he didn't want to do that. You know, Tim Connelly looked at the Nuggets roster, said, we're really good, we have Jokic, we should go for it, and ownership didn't want to do that. So just it's kind of a little bit of a Rorschach test how you want to analyze that.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think we're going to get bigger trades, too, in the NBA. I kind of feel like some of those are coming as well. Odd timing with Freddie Freeman, though, Davis, for sure, right? Like, how do you think his Dodgers teammates are feeling right now? Even though, you know, the problem is we don't even know if this is true or not, you know? And Freeman basically, I guess, has put out a statement essentially saying he doesn't want to be contacted to get a new agent. But once a report like this comes out from such a prominent reporter, you know, regardless of the strength of the story, it's sort of, I mean, if I was on the Dodgers right now, I'd be like, does this guy want to be here?
I mean, right. He was crying. He was on the field and crying at the game. I mean, it's one of those things where it feels like Freeman, it hasn't really impacted his performance, right? He's been Freddie Freeman. He's been pretty good. But I do wonder if some of those guys in the Dodgers locker room, like, you wonder if Chris Taylor is looking over at Freddie Freeman, like, why are you sobbing about this team that you played for when they were going to give you a bunch of money? Like, you could have just stayed there, bud. So it's just like it's a weird situation, like a weird story with Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, no, definitely so. And you're right. In the press conference before the game in Atlanta, definitely very upset. Again, from my understanding,
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Thought they were pretty fair in terms of his offer, and they didn't decided to take the big bag and went to L.A. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to play a little DFS action. We got Major League Baseball this afternoon, by the way. A lot of games this Wednesday and evening games as well. We're going to dive in. A couple of pitchers Davis is going to pick today. Huge boomer bust candidate on one side, and not a huge surprise on the other side, going with one of the popular players in baseball. All right, we'll be back with that next here on Sports Grid. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. Davis has a very busy day ahead of him because he's focused in on the Pittsburgh Pirates-Washington Nationals game that starts in about 2 hours, Davis. I know you're getting ready for that one. Lots of afternoon baseball, but we're going to focus here on the evening slate in DFS, shall we?
Let's focus in on the evening slate. We did have last night's, 15-game massive slate, which was pretty interesting. The Rockies tagged Clayton Kershaw up for a bunch of runs, which was a little bit unsurprising. But our guy, Shane Baz, did his job. Carlos Rodon, though, worst start in over a month. I think only got to 19 points on DraftKings. Detroit, they batted him around a little bit.
Yeah, no, and listen, it's baseball. Anything can happen on any given day. So let's take a look at the DFS lineup that we're going to set tonight, courtesy of course, DailyRoto.com. Get out the DraftKings app. Here are the two starting pitchers that Davis has in tonight. Hunter Green of the Cincinnati Reds, the biggest boomer bust in all of fantasy baseball this season. It's either 7-inning shutout, 10 strikeouts, or 4 innings, 3 home runs, and out. So we'll figure out which one tonight will be. And then Shohei Ohtani pitches tonight, and his number over on DraftKings is 9,100. Ohtani pitches this evening, and then I am fortunate enough, Davis, to see Ohtani pitch in person next week here in South Florida. He's going to pitch against the Marlins, so I'm excited for that. What do you think tonight?
Well, I definitely think that Ohtani is in. I wish that they would adjust his salary a little bit. You know, I wish that they would make him like, 9,800, 9,900, 10,000, because every time the guy pitches, I'm like, how do you avoid him at 9,100? How do you avoid him at 8,500? Even when it is a more difficult matchup and the White Sox are, they're not the best team in baseball right now, but they're very good and they're able. They just have a lot of quality hitters in their top five. They have switch hitters in there. But at 9,100, it's just like, it's a no-brainer for me. He is one of the 10 to 15 most talented pitchers in the American League. He always has the upside to get to 8, 9, 10 strikeouts. And I feel the same way about Hunter Green. It's like, the guy has a 5.6 ERA. He has 3 wins, 8 losses, but you just look at his game logs and you're like, yep, okay, he just gets all these strikeouts. He struck out 6 Brewers. He struck out 7 Cardinals. He had 8 strikeouts in a start in only 3 innings against the Boston Red Sox. So anytime he gets a little bit lucky with run prevention, anytime he leaves the game in line for a win, the Reds are not winning that many games, but every once in a while when you have a strong starting pitching performance, you're able to do that. So both of these guys are kind of in the same category of we're just kind of betting on the strikeouts. I think that Sandy Alcantara is going to be pretty popular in this slate. He is the most expensive starting pitcher. Kyle Wright has been very good for the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. He's up against the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't particularly like that matchup. And then Pivetta and Manoah have also gotten good results this season. But I don't really like using starting pitchers against the Red Sox, and I definitely don't like using starting pitchers against the Toronto Blue Jays. So both of those guys are kind of out for me. And then Kopech on the other side of that Angels game is sort of interesting. He's all the way down at 7,600, but he has been really bad for like a month now. I don't really know what's going on with him.
Yeah, it looks like tired arm, not sure there, but White Sox been disappointing overall. All right, let's get to the lineup going to set tonight. We'll go back to Alejandro Kirk at catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's at 4,700. Freddie Freeman tonight is priced at 5,800. Not a huge surprise there. Jonathan India's price is a little bit low. Again, he's got off to a slow start, injuries and such. Max Muncy back to L.A. at 4,800. And Jose Iglesias is a really curious one here because he is priced at 2,800. And Davis, the Rockies, I think they've been batting him like fourth or fifth sometimes in their lineup. So why not take a shot there?
Yeah. And, I think the Rockies, it used to be that you really wanted the Rockies against right-handed pitching because they had lots of good left-handed bat. Now, I'm not talking like recently. I'm talking like peak Carlos Gonzalez, peak Charlie Blackmon back when those guys were, you know, top 30 picks in fantasy baseball. But now it's gone the other way. We really want the Rockies against left-handed starting pitching. And Urias is the guy who is going for the Dodgers tonight, the lefty. And, I think most of the time the Rockies are able to get eight right-handed bats in against lefties. They will, for whatever reason, they will just ceremoniously keep Charlie Blackmon in there, even though he's just he just doesn't really have it anymore. But Iglesias is our good chief guy. Now I expect that he is going to be quite popular tonight because, Craig, you are right. He has been batting like fourth, fifth, sixth for the Colorado Rockies. I mean, just imagine where your franchise has to be batting journeyman free agent Jose Iglesias fifth at home against a lefty starter. On the other side of the game, Max Muncy, we like him against Germán Márquez. Do think he will probably be pretty popular. I was almost right in saying that Chris Taylor was going to be the most owned player of the slate yesterday. It actually was Trey Turner, which was weird because he was so expensive, but he was the most owned hitter of the entire slate. India leading off against Steele, just a nice little guy to slot in there. Don't love too much at second base. Love Freddie Freeman. I don't think he will actually get that popular in this slate because I imagine that that high price tag will be prohibitive. And then Kirk got the day off yesterday for Gabriel Moreno. But Kirk, I mean, he's been batting fourth or fifth for them, and he's just been really good.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good play, I think, too. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine, Davis, we've made it this far into the season. It is June 29th, and with all the discussion of the Rockies, Davis, Chris Bryant hasn't even played. Like, it is crazy. I mean, a huge contract for him, and he has been a complete non-factor. I thought we'd be talking about him all year in DFS. Not at all this year. Crazy. All right, back to Bellinger we go tonight for the Dodgers in that Coors game, and of course, going to pay the price for him. Jesus Sanchez of Miami, 3,200, and there's a big boomer bust guy there too. Either a home run or nothing, pretty much for him. And hey, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. back on us here, a little bit over 3,000 tonight in the outfield.
Yep, Gurriel, we skipped over him yesterday when we were talking, but I do. By the way, you know we talk about these 5-man stacks. And the Toronto Blue Jays are not going to be that popular tonight. You know, I would imagine their 5-man stack percentage will be something like 4-5% of the field. And I think they are really strong tonight. You know, it's a good run environment. We know that Pivetta, when he does struggles with the long ball. We talked about Bellinger on Monday. You know, he has just kind of become the Los Angeles Dodgers outfield version of Javier Baez, where he absolutely does not hit for batting average at all. His batting average is like .204 for the season. But when he does make a connection with the ball, you know, he's hitting doubles, he's hitting home runs. When he gets on first base via walk, he has 9 steals on the season. And then Jesus Sanchez, you know, his batted ball profile looks quite good. He has 10 home runs this season in only 213 at-bats. Like, why are we not hearing more about this guy? Is it just general Marlins kind of stink? Like, why are we hear every time O'Neill Cruz, you know, or Juan Yepez does anything, why are we not talking about Jesus Sanchez?
All the numbers were April. I mean, that's basically it. I know, yeah. He's had like 2 home runs since then. One was like a 500 footer in Coors, and one was the other day. He's a DFS platooner, basically. Like, he will not play anymore against lefties. So you got to find a guy basically that throws hard and then he's got a shot, you know, but he's just basically struggling against a lot of different pitchers. They're not playing him they're playing him almost exclusively against right-handed pitching. And the other day, Davis, you know, Bassett threw him a curve, hit a 2-run home run. Right. But look at the rest of the at-bats over the course of the whole week, and that's it. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's playable, but you'd be crazy to play him against a lefty because either he won't be in the lineup or he won't hit. And 80% of his production came in April, and the video's out. They see what's going on, and that's, you know, kind of the deal there. So, but we'll see moving forward. The big story for the Marlins today is the injury last night to Jazz Chisholm with a lower back injury. And he's having an MRI.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Pry this morning. We'll find out what the deal is. Of course, he's the leading vote getter for the All-Star game in the National League. And so if he goes on the injured list, that would put that status in doubt. So I'll have that update for you today on Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. But coming up next, Dubs is in the house. John Deere Classic coming up this weekend. Also, Live Golf Tournament. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back with Dubs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined, as always, on Wednesday afternoons by my buddy, Dubs Anderson. We kind of take a look around the world of, I'll give it niche sports. We're going to talk some golf. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of tennis, some European soccer. I think we are 41 days away from the beginning of the English Premier League season. It's going to start on August 6th this year. The schedules have been released. Of course, we have the summer transfer window. And it's definitely a little bit of a lull this week in golf. The field at the John Deere, not particularly strong. Some of the big names on the PGA Tour are over in the Irish Open. And then there also is a weird Pro-Am invitational style tournament taking place in Vegas that some of these guys are at that tees off on Monday. So just kind of an off week for us in the world of golf this week, Dubs.
Yeah, it is, Davis. Happy Wednesday. And again, the Live Golf, you know, that's overshadowing a lot of the PGA Tour. So they've also got their event kickstarting this week, the first one on US soil up there in Portland. But look, what have we got here on the PGA Tour? The John Deere Classic. I mean, I love this golf course, TPC Deer Run, but this has got to be the weakest field we see all season long, Davis. I mean, you look at the headliners, Webb Simpson, Jason Day, Sahitha Gala, Nick Hardy. I'm like, come on, please. And this is the concern I have for the PGA Tour going forward. I mean, who's going to tune into this one? And then you've got another tournament up there in Portland where you've got the likes of Lefty, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, Anser, Carlos Ortiz. Suddenly I'm thinking, hey, the Live Golf, that's not a bad field. But where do we make our bread, Davis? It's here on the PGA Tour. I think it's a great week for the fantasy play because this is a golf course that's provided 5 of the last 10 first-time winners. A great chance for the young guys to get the breakthrough win, a great chance for the journeyman to pick up a couple of FedEx Cup points. We've got 3 spots up for grabs this week to try and qualify for that next major championship, the British Open, the Open Championship, just 2 weeks away. So plenty of lot, on the line here. Soft golf course, expect a birdie shootout, 21-22 under par to get it done.
Yeah, which is which I like about this course, right? I think I enjoy that we're going to get a lower winning score. We're not going to see, you know, JT Poston, you know, winning at 8 under par, struggling all week. Like if the field is going to be weaker, I don't want to watch weaker golfers, you know, playing out of 6-inch rough and out of fairway bunkers. I want to see guys, you know, making incredible shots, holding out from 90 yards and stuff like that. So I have 4 guys highlighted here. for the John Deere. I've also, I bet three of these guys outright. Adam Long at 8,600, Taylor Pendrith at 7,300, JT Pawson at 8,000. Bet all of those guys outright at numbers between 33 and 80 to 1. And can't ever bet Charles Howell the third to win, but I did bet him at plus 130 to T20 because he is for sure T20ing this event. This is just what Chucky Three Sticks does. What do you have for the John Deere Classic?
Chucky Three Sticks. That is one of the best. I like one of the other golfers you've thrown in there, Canadian Bacon, Taylor Pendrith. You know, we haven't seen much of him on the tour. He's coming back. He's healthy. So expect a big one from him. And look, the postman, can he deliver? He had a great finish there last Sunday. Runner-up finish to Xander Schauffele at the Travelers. I think that's a great-looking card. I'm going to throw a couple more at you. I mean, Sahith Theegala, this is a guy I've been harping on about all season long, Davis. Last week, he was 150-1 in the outright market. This week, he's down to 27-1. He's knocking on that door as hard as you can. And the DFS, you can still get him at 10,100. I think that's a decent number. Nick Hardy, a guy who's a local here. The fans are going to be behind him. He's been playing sensational golf on the PGA Tour, a top 15 there last week, a top 15 at the US Open. He made the cut here back in 2017 as an amateur. Nick Hardy, 8,700. And then I'm going to throw in a small ball specialist, if you will, the biggest calves in the business, Scotty Stallings at 8,700, a three-time winner on the PGA Tour. When you say journeyman, I think of Scotty Stallings. He plays a lot of golf, but he plays at a high level. What do you got to do this? You know, do well this week? You've got to get a hot putter. You've got to have that streaky to you, that X factor. Scotty Stallings has it for me. But again, I wouldn't be falling in love with the top of the board this week. You need a couple of value plays. If you're looking for a couple more, I'm looking at a guy like Brian Stewart, one of the slowest guys on the PGA Tour. He's a plotter. He's a chess player. Distance, it helps this week, but it's not everything. You've got pretty rewarding fairways. It's more about how you're coming from 150 yards in. And then Anirban Lahiri, you can still get him at $7,800. There are a couple of stocking fillers, if you will, on this fine Wednesday, Davis.
Yeah, I have no problem with that list. I do. I really like Scott Stallings. I just like any golfer who really dedicates themselves to getting jacked. I just feel like a lot of the times it leads to a lot of good results. I mean, we saw Bryson make his run. Rory's been on this absolute tear, and you know, Scott Stallings obviously not as good as those guys, but I enjoy a good jacked golfer. I think we should see more guys of that genre.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We don't see it enough. These golfers, they're too lazy. They're living on those cream cheese bagels in the tent before they go out. They're Scotty Stallings. I like it. And look, I think it's really helped his golf game. Sneaky good under the radar. I love him for the top 20 finishes. But again, this is a week I'm going to elevate him. I think maybe he can get back in the winner's circle because a week where there's not a lot of pedigree, not a lot of star power. If you get in the mix over Sunday, a guy like Big Scotty, he can get it done.
Yeah. All right. So we are going to head over to the LIV Golf this weekend. I can't lie. I have made my first wager on the LIV Golf. I bet Justin Harding this week at 40-1. And my whole theory is with our new faces in LIV Golf this weekend, Brooks is going to be teeing off for the first time. Bryson's teeing off. Patrick Reed, Abe Anser, Matthew Wolf. This is my working theory. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong and we can deal with it then. But my theory is that the time of Brooks and Bryson and these guys, maybe Patrick Reed, but the time of these, you know, high-end tour guys really giving it their all, working on their game, you know, 6 hours a day at the range. I don't think that this is the career transition you make if the most important thing to you is winning golf tournaments and really dialing in. So I think that the betting markets are going to be off on a lot of these guys, right? Treating Brooks and DJ and Bryson like their old selves. I just can't imagine that is accurate, because if these guys really, really wanted to win golf tournaments and that's all it was about, I don't think this is the decision that they make.
No, absolutely not. They're chasing money. They're not chasing legacy. And, you know, what they've done here, I think they've just said, hey, I'm done with chasing big wins to my name. And what motivation are we going to see there, you know, up at Pumpkin Ridge in Portland, Oregon? None. These guys have already got paid for showing up. And it looks like there's a common theme amongst this field. You can't have a win in the last 12 months. You've got to be out of form. So I think the biggest fade play for me going forward is if these guys show up to the major championships, because now you're going to play exhibition golf, what, once a month? I mean, you haven't got the competitive reps. You're not going to be a factor. And look at this tournament this week. I mean, 54 holes consistent with what we're going to see with every event here on the LIV Invitational Series. There's no cut. There's 48 golfers. They all tee off on a shotgun start. So for me, these younger guys who maybe are a bit more thirsty to get a couple of more bucks to their names, you have to go the value play. I mean, you don't even have to deal with pressure late on Sunday. They all tee off at the same time out on the golf course. So for a young guy trying to get his first big-time win, I think he's absolutely going to have the motivation to do it. So I love the value play. I like Kevin Na. I mean, he's an absolute gamer. He's always going to try and show up and win something. 18-1, that's all right. Matty Jones at 33-1. But I'm going to have a flyer. The young Aussie, Jedi Morgan, at 250-1. Why not? The guy's been doing it at the amateur level. Every start he's got, we saw him at the US Open. He's trying to make the most of it. You tell a young kid, hey, there's $4 million up for grabs. If you can win this event, you know he is going to be going at it tooth and nail, trying to win up there in Portland. But I guess the big news for this one yesterday, the PGA Tour are trying to counter what's going on with the LIV Golf, announcing their strategic alliance there with the DP World Tour. It's all a little too late for me. And right now, I hate to say it, Davis, because I'm all about the PGA Tour. I'm old school. I want to see the best of the best. But I think LIV Golf, they've got the upper hand right now. Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour, they're scrambling. And what are they throwing up to the table? Okay, we're now going to copy what LIV Golf have done. We're going to throw a mini series of events and throw some more dollars in. It is a little too late. I think it's great that we're going to get a few more of the European guys have a pathway onto the PGA Tour. But what does that mean for European golf? I mean, it's completely going to decimate the DP World Tour. That's not going to be a thing in 5 years. So for the PGA Tour, good move from them yesterday, but just a little too late. And now I'm at a point, Davis, where maybe I'm going to start watching the LIV Golf events. If I've got money in the game and they've got a stronger field than the John Deere Classic this week, people are going to entertain it.
Yeah, I mean, I might watch it if Harding is, you know, contending on the last day. I'm definitely not watching it on Thursday. I'm definitely not watching it on Friday. I mean, this week we got Wimbledon. Why am I watching LIV Golf when we got Wimbledon? We don't talk about tennis much on the show, and I am far from an expert, but I it's a great gambling event. You know, you wake up 5 a.m, the matches are already starting. Women's tennis is a great gambling sport. There are loads of upsets. We got one in round one. Serena did lose in the first round. It was, pretty dramatic to see her lose. And she kind of hinted at possibly retiring. And, you know, look, the women's side of the bracket is so strong right now. We did just see Ashley Barty, who was the number one player in the world, she stepped away from the game. I mean, women's tennis is like Naomi Osaka, not even playing in this tournament. Women's tennis is crazy.
Yeah, and Wimbledon's crazy this year because we don't have any ranking points. The Russians, the Belarusians, they've been banned from the tournament. But if you're looking for value, stay on the women's side of the draw. I mean, Novak Djokovic, it's a chalky play. He's won the last three there on the men's side. But what do we see in the women's game? I mean, Iga Świątek has now won 36 matches in a row. She's almost unbeatable. Not a great record here on grass. Won the Junior Wimbledon. Emma Raducanu, we saw what she did last year. Her second Grand Slam gets it done. So stick on the women's side. If you're looking for a bit of value, Coco Golf, baby, 14-1. We like that. John Isner coming up this afternoon, taking on the Brit Andy Murray, the big serve, the big four.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Oh, man, that's what Wimbledon's all about, Davis.
There we go. A little bit of Wimbledon chat to end. Craig's going to rejoin me here in a moment for Fantasy or Reality. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the grid. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. You want to make sure you are following us on social media on Twitter. That's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, videos from all of our shows. Make sure you are following us there at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Davis, do you like what the Knicks are doing here? Do you like the fact that they're chasing Jalen Brunson here? It feels like the Knicks are always chasing the top free agent or two. Do you like the way that this is going for them?
This is horrible. Jalen Brunson makes a lot of sense on the Dallas Mavericks roster, would make a lot of sense on the Heat's roster, would make a lot of sense on the Golden State Warriors roster. You know, really good shooter, a guy capable of being, you know, the best secondary ball handler playing next to a star, playing next to Giannis or Durant or Jimmy Butler or, you know, someone like that. But as the best player on the roster, as the guy who's initiating all of the offense, this makes no sense. And I'm not like, you know, Craig, I'm always happy to see these guys get paid. I am never the guy who's like, oh, you know, you can't give Jalen Brunson max money. Like, go get your money, dude. But if this is a contract that the Knicks are going to have to attach to two first round picks to get rid of in, I don't know, 18 months or whatever, when they're on to the next star. This is not it for me.
All right. Well, fair enough. Let's get to some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, as if the news couldn't get any worse for the Angels, they're having a tough season. They fired their manager, of course. They're getting unbelievable performances from their two superstars and not much else. They've now lost Archie Bradley for a period of time. Not that Bradley was going to make or break their season, but speaking of break, looks like he's broke his arm and it was in that brawl. And so naturally their seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, ninth inning guy, depending on how you look at Bradley, going to be out for a period of time. And a lot of suspensions coming from this as well on both sides, Seattle and Los Angeles. Davis, fantasy reality, Major League Baseball should ban, get rid of brawls.
I mean, they're already, it's not like legally in the rules you can brawl, right? Like it's not as if there is this carve out in, you know, the MLB and the MLBPA's collective bargaining agreement that says like it's fine to go fight. These guys get suspended and they get thrown out. You know, it's kind of like fighting in hockey where like it's tacitly allowed, but it's been happening much less, and the penalties for fighting have gotten more and more severe over the years. You know, growing up, when I was growing up watching hockey, there'd be fights every night, and it just, you'd have a guy on the roster like just to fight. So I don't really like boxing, I don't really like UFC, so like this is not why I watch sports. I get the sense that some people really enjoy these things. They just really enjoy watching big grown men fight each other. But I'll say reality. One thing I was thinking about this though, is there one guy you'd rather see less in a brawl than Shohei Ohtani? Just this big monstrous guy. You feel like you'd punch Shohei Ohtani and you'd break your hand, right? Because the guy is just built like, I mean, I don't even know. The guy is unbelievable. But yeah, I got reality here.
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, of course they should. It's just it's not going to happen. I mean, you still have right. these guys throwing at each other. I feel like these same conversations will come up 5 years from now. And I mean, just like I think that this particular fight produced some really serious penalties that I think are going to be a deterrent moving forward. But I don't think they're going to end completely. And in the end, just the fact that guys are throwing at each other and throwing at each other's heads, by the way, is an absolute joke. But look, it's sports. These are athletes. They're grown men. Davis, they get angry and they're going to fight. And I don't think it's going away any soon. Should they get rid of them? Of course, because there's really no benefit to this at all. They can't fight anyway. We've seen this happen. They're just swinging and hitting nobody. So yes, reality, but you know, fantasy as far as getting rid of it completely. All right, sure. Utah Jazz have a new head coach. It's going to be Will Hardy, 34 years old, youngest head coach in the NBA. David Fizdale is also part of the organization, and let's also not forget, so is Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade, who's won several championships with the Miami Heat. Utah's just basically at this point, Davis, trying to keep their stars intact. We know how difficult it is for Utah to sign free agents. It's just one of those spots that players do not want to play. Let's be honest. Fantasy reality, David Fizdale and Will Hardy will be able to keep their superstars happy in Utah. Is this fantasy or reality? Because Davis, if it's fantasy, what's the point, right? Like, what's the point of Utah having a team if they can't keep their guys?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is not how I saw the offseason going for the Utah Jazz. You know, we talked about this when Quinn Snyder moved on. I thought that the Jazz, as an organization, would go the other way. I thought that they would go into, all right, we got Quinn. Quinn's system is kind of like the third star. You know, if you think about the big three modeling of how these teams are built these days, it was Donovan, it was Rudy, and then it was the Quinn Snyder offensive system. That was kind of how they generated their third star mechanics. And that's pretty valuable to me. I can't say I know a ton about Will Hardy. I mean, obviously he's really young, not a ton of NBA head coach, you know, just not a ton of NBA experience. Fizdale as kind of the front office guy. I mean, it seems like this would have to have the tacit approval of at least Donovan Mitchell. Rudy cannot be on the Jazz for another season. It's like the Shaq Kobe stuff. Like at a certain point, even yeah. if it makes sense from a basketball perspective, these dudes just do not like each other. And I feel like it's a sport where you have to like each other. You spend so much time with each other. Your emotions are naked out on the court. You don't have a helmet covering your face. It's just everyone can see your face. They can hear you talking. Like, and Rudy Gobert's usage rate every year in the playoffs, it just falls off a cliff. You cannot throw Rudy the ball in the post and say, go get a bucket, big guy. And that's not anything against Rudy. That's just not the style of player he is. If I was an NBA GM, I would want Rudy Gobert on my team. But I got fantasy here. There's no way these two guys can be on the team together next year.
Yeah. You know, we're agreeing a lot today. I don't like that. I am going to agree with you. I think that this is fantasy, but I think it's for other reasons. They're like the place where you live, Davis, is a really good example of this. Like the St. Louis Cardinals, historically speaking, have a really hard time signing free agents, right? Because players don't want to play there, right? For whatever reason, they don't want to play in St. Louis. They don't like living there. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to explain that more to me. But what ends up happening? They end up trading for guys, Arenado, Goldschmidt, right? They endure them into the community, show them why things are great, and then they end up signing them to long-term extensions. I feel like Utah sort of like that in the NBA. Sacramento, of course, like is in another category because they're losing all the time. But Utah is a very well-run organization. But dating back to Karl Malone, John Stockton, very hard outside of keeping their stars intact to go out and get other players. So I think that the organization is still being run very smart. Dwayne Wade, great player, all-time player. Get him into the organization. David Fizdale, very well-liked, former head coach, former assistant coach with the Miami Heat. Bring in a young guy, right, Davis, with Will Hardy. He can relate to some of the younger guys. I just don't think it's enough. It's Utah, man. It's Salt Lake City. These guys just don't want to play there. And again, you know, the division between those two players, I think that you're spot on. It's going to be very tough. Sign and trade is probably the only way for this team. and a very well-run organization and a very well-run franchise, but keeping their players intact is very hard to do there. So I got fantasy. Doesn't matter who they bring in. All right, finally, Cali Rice, the WBO boxing champion, has been dubbed to star in the next season of True Detective on HBO. Now, obviously, they've run through a lot of different stars in this thing, and it all goes back to the first True Detective, which, if I'm not mistaken, had Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And honestly, correct. Davis, it's gone so far downhill from there. But True Detective first season, one of the best shows I've ever seen on HBO, for sure. Fantasy or reality, you will watch season 4 of True Detective.
I'm going to guess that this is a fantasy, but I'd kind of like to, because Cali Rice is in this and I'd be interested in seeing her, but also Jodie Foster is, she is the, you know, because every season has two. So Jodie Foster is the other gal and she is the best. I mean, Jodie Foster is just like, it feels like everything she's in is pretty good. She was so good in Inside Man, small role in Inside Man, but really, really good. I mean, she just is always so good, but you're right. Like I do wonder, why was True Detective one of those shows who was not able, you know, to build off of their first success? Because I think the second season was Mahershala Ali, who is like amazing. I mean, that guy is good in everything. I've never seen him not be good in something, but season two didn't really have the same, you know, cachet or anything like that. And I don't know, there probably is like a little element of lightning in the bottle, but we did just see this with Stranger Things, right? So first season of Stranger Things, super good. Season two, season three, fine, but not nearly as good. Not even close to as good. And then season 4 comes around. People are talking about it again. They spend a bunch of money. It gets, you know, it's going crazy on social media, and it's come all the way back around. So maybe we get this with season 4 of True Detective. But I'm going to say it's probably a fantasy for me because my partner has not watched the first season, so I think she probably would not want to come in cold to the fourth season.
Yeah, I mean, I get all these seasons mixed up, but there was a season where Colin Farrell was on True Detective.
That was the third, I think.
And Vince Vaughn, it was so bad. It was so bad. So bad. I'm going to say, I don't know. I mean, if someone's got to tell me it's good before watching it, so I'm going to say fantasy. I'll probably be out on this. But I go back to what you just said. The first season was so good. It was an amazing show. And honestly, it was like peak Matthew McConaughey show too. So, but I'll say fantasy. I'll say that I'm probably not in on this, but when does Stranger Things, the next one comes out like tomorrow or something? Like it's really Friday. Soon, right?
Friday. Yeah. Comes out. I think it's, so I think it is, it's like 2.5 hours. I don't know if it's one episode or if it's two. Like, I don't know how they have it broken down, but they have it all set up that it's going to be this big climactic thing. Maybe it is just one episode. But what's interesting was I was doing a little bit of reading, and I thought this was it. I thought it was done after this, and they were going to tie up all the storylines, and it was going to be done, and we'll know everything about 11 and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But I apparently there's a fifth season that has been confirmed, and apparently it's going to be, the kids are going to be older, so maybe like a post Hawkins version of all these kids, which it's pretty easy to do given that they're all old anyway. I mean, these kids are all like 20 anyway.
I know. Yeah, I think I thought it was done after this, but needless to say, this is one of those shows, unfortunately, that if you are on social media, you are going to get spoiled. I don't think there's any avoiding it, unless you end up watching it on July 1st or July 2nd. So I think that I'll have to do that this weekend because I've enjoyed that show for sure. And you're right. Season 2, 3, one of the two seasons I thought actually was better than the other. And I don't remember because it was so long ago, but I'll definitely be watching this weekend for sure. All right. We got to take a quick break here on Fantasy Sports Today, but coming up next is time for the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid for that. Then I will be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. So we will have contributors from the sporting news and also Legal Sports Report. And I look forward to talking to you then. So we will take a quick break here on FSC and be back in just a few minutes. We wrap up the show here on this Wednesday. Don't go away.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lots of afternoon baseball getting started in this noon hour. We'll have some updates coming your way, as well as Wimbledon updates at 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire. But before we get out of here for the day, let's turn it over to Davis Maddock for today's Sports Grid 60.
Got a little thought experiment here to end the show. I was just thinking about best ball last night, and I tweeted kind of an interesting question, which is, if you got to know the full stat line, games played, touches, you know, fantasy points, rushes, targets, everything for one player in 2022, you got to know their entire stat line, which player would give you the best information in order to win the most money in fantasy football in 2022? I think there are a couple different ways. You know, CMC, obviously an interesting one. Some of the handcuff running backs, you know, Tony Pollard, Rashad White, Ronald Jones type guys, I think are fairly interesting. So I don't know what the right answer is. Could be someone like Trey Lance or something like that. But it was just something I was thinking about.
All right, I want to end the show with a little NBA free agency and trades, and the bizarre phenomenon that it feels like anything attached to what the Knicks end up doing is met with negativity. It feels like this has been going on for like 10 years. Doesn't matter the trade, doesn't matter the player. Once they sign or trade for anyway, and by the way, hire any coach, immediately it's like people feel like they've done something wrong. Is it just the Knicks? Are there other teams that this is involved in? I mean, Julius Randle ended up okay for them, right? Like, that felt like
Kings.
It ended up being a good site. Yeah, Sacramento Kings. That's a good one, too. Sacramento Kings, too. So they're on the West Coast. Knicks on their East Coast. But anything the Knicks do, it's immediately like, oh, gloom and doom. Bad move. When does that change? When does that change for the Knicks? I don't know. Hopefully soon. That'll do it for the show today. Thanks to, of course, LTN, our graphics department of Danny and Ryan, and, of course, our producer, Brett Levy. For my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon, if you're leaving us here on Sports Grid. If you are, have a great lunch. Come back at 2 o'clock Eastern. I'll be here for Newswire. Until then, see ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.